Welcome back to another installment of Randomly Raw, the podcast you never know what you're going to hear. The stories told in this podcast may contain explicit language or graphic depictions. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome back. Okay, so who here is a fan of Assassin's Creed, the video game? For PlayStation, Xbox, it's about an assassin that does missions in different areas of the world. But where did it originate? Where did they come up with the idea for it? Well, my lovely partner in crime has brought it to my attention of where they might have gotten it. The Order of Assassins are simply Assassins, or Hashashin, is the common name used to refer to an Islamic sect formerly known as the Nizari Ismailis. Based on texts from
the Alamut.
Just so you guys are aware that I don't know most of these words, so again, my partner in crime, Chris, is going to be pronouncing the ones that I can't, like the one that was just pronounced. Their grandmaster, Hasami A. Sabah, tended to call his disciples assassin, meaning people who are faithful to the foundation of the faith. But some foreign travelers, who no one knows, misunderstood the name as deriving from the term hashish. But often described as a secret order led by a mysterious old man, air quotations, old man of the mountain. The Nizari Ismailis formed in the late 11th century after a split within Ismailism, a branch of Shia Islam. The Nizaris posed a strategic threat to
Sunni Seljuk authority
by capturing and inhabiting several mountain fortresses throughout Persia and late Assyria. Under leadership of Sasani Saba, asymmetric warfare, psychological warfare, and surgical strikes were often an employed tactic of the assassins, drawing their opponents into submission rather than risk killing them, meaning they drove them psychotic and they did things that probably shouldn't have been done and probably fall under the stuff that the men in black are doing too. Just a throwback to last week. While assassins typically refers to the entire sect, only a group of acolytes, known as the
Fada'i,
actually engaged in conflict. Lacking their own army, the Nizari relied on these warriors to carry out espionage and assassinations of key enemy figures, and over the course of 300 years, successfully killed two caliphs, many viziers and sultans, and crusader leaders. During the rule of Imam
Rukh-ud-Din Kershah,
the Nizari state declined internally and was eventually destroyed as the Iam surrounded the castles to the invading Mongols. The Mongols destroyed and eliminated their order. Mentions of assassins were preserved within European sources, such as the writings of Marco Polo, where they are depicted as trained killers responsible for the systematic elimination of opposing figures. The word assassin has been used ever since to describe a hired or professional killer, leading to the related term assassination, which denotes any action involving murder of a high-profile target for political reasons. The Nizari were acknowledged and feared by the Crusaders. The stories of the assassins were further embellished by Marco Polo. European Orientalists historians in the 19th century, such as Joseph von Hammerpestle, that's an interesting name, also referred to the Nazari in their works and intended to write about the Nazari based on accounts by medieval
Sunni
Arab and Persian authors. Now, I don't know much about assassins, but a lot of people that play the games will admit that they know what the games tell them. They claim that, you know, the games are true history, but thanks to Chris, I've learned that there's only bits and pieces of real history in there. Only bits and pieces. I'm not saying it's a bad game, because I love the game. But reading this makes me wonder about the game itself. It's still a good game, regardless, but, you know. But the formation of these assassins, not the game, was 1090 CE, and their extinction was 1275 CE. Their type was military order, and their purpose, assassination, asymmetric warfare, psychological warfare, and surgical strikes. The headquarters were Alamut, Persian assassins, and Maysuf, Syrian assassins. Location, Middle East. Official languages, Persian and Arabic. Imam, or Grand Master, were
Hassan e Sabah and Rashid ad-Din Sinan.
And then the parent organizations were Nazari and Shia Islam. And their affiliations were Nazari Ismaili State. Their origins were all the way back in 1094 in Alamut, north of modern Iran, during a crisis of a succession to the Fatimid Caliphate. There have been great difficulty finding out much information about the origins of the assassins, because most early sources are written by enemies of the order, or are based on legends, or both. Most sources dealing with the order's inner workings were destroyed with the capture of Alamut, the assassins' headquarters, by the Mongols in 1256. However, it is possible to trace the beginnings of the cult back to its first grandmaster,
Hassan Sabah,
1050 through 1124. A passionate devotee of Ismaili beliefs,
Hassan e Sabah,
was well liked throughout
Cairo, Syria, and most of the Middle East. By other Ismaili, which led to a number of people becoming his followers. Using his fame and popularity, Sabah founded the Order of the Assassins.
While his motives for founding this order are only unknown, it was said to be all for his own political and personal gain, and to also exact vengeance on his enemies because of the unrest in the Holy Land by the Crusaders. He found himself not only fighting for power with other Muslims, but also with invading Christian forces. Wait, this guy invaded Christian forces.
During the First Crusade.
Look at that, we're all learning something. After creating order, Sabah searched for a location that would be fit for a sturdy headquarters and decided on the fortress at Alamut in what is now northwestern Iran. It is still disputed whether Sabah built the fortress himself or if it was already built at the time of his arrival. In either case, Sabah adapted the fortress to suit his needs, not only for defense from hostile forces, but also for indoctrination of his followers. After laying claim to the fortress at Alamut, Sabah began expanding his influence outwards to nearby towns and districts, using his agents to gain political favor and to intimidate the local populations. I'm not sure I want to do any more on this guy. He seems pretty ruthless. But I guess they didn't earn their name for nothing. But there's a lot of stuff. It would take me hours to tell you guys about everything. So, while I'm talking to you, I'm going to hand over my reading material to my partner in crime and let him pick out a few things while I discuss what we've already read real quick. These guys seem just downright assassiny. Sorry, that was a terrible pun. But, no, on a serious note, they just appeared up at somewhere and said, hey, I want this fortress, this is where I'm going to be taking it. And from there, it just went the way he wanted. But the Assassin's Creed video game series betrayed... Shit, that was on the recording. Sorry, guys. The Assassin's Creed video game series portrays a heavily fictionalized Hashashin order, which has expanded beyond its Levitan confines and is suspected to have existed throughout recorded history, along with their nemesis, the Knights Templar. Both orders are presented as fundamentally physiological rather than as religious in nature, and are expressly said to predate the faiths that their real-life counterparts arose from, thus allowing for the expansion of their respective histories. I love how the word histories have quotations around them, both before and after their factual time frames. However, Assassin's Creed draws much of its content from historical facts, and even incorporates, as the creed itself, the perpetrated last words from Hassani Sava. Nothing is true, everything is permitted. Though the sources for that quote are largely unreliable, the series has since developed into a franchise comprising novels, comic books, and a film. If I'm not mistaken, doesn't Assassin's Creed betray something other than just the phrase, nothing is true, everything is permitted?
They actually portray originally the nothing is true, everything is permitted as part of the creed, but one of their main, I guess, mottos, as you would say, is we work in the dark to serve the light. We are assassins.
And is that all?
They have a much longer version of we work in the dark to serve the light that's largely in Arabic to say that that's part of their origins. But according to Assassin's Creed, they originated in ancient Egypt. But as we're reading from here, that part has been fictionalized. In fact, the leader himself, Hassani Saba, was actually, they based the character in the original Assassin's Creed released in 2007, the character Al-Mualim, who was Altair's mentor, on Hassani Saba.
Is that all?
They've collected multiple things. All of the main enemies that you have to assassinate in the original Assassin's Creed and from all the Assassin's Creed games are based on actual historical figures that were murdered throughout history at some point in time or another.
And is that all you can add to that right now?
If I wanted to go on about all of my Assassin's Creed knowledge, we'd be here for hours. But as far as the origin of the Hashashin, as opposed to the Assassin's Creed games, they got a large portion of their wardrobe with the hooded cloaks, and there's been some speculation that the original Hashashin actually used a crude form of the Assassin's Creed Hidden Blade in a lot of their assassinations, due to it having stealth kills. But essentially, the original Hashashin were just highly trained, highly skilled warriors that lived up on a mountain, secluded from everyone else, so if anybody wanted to get to them instead of the other way around, they'd have to wear themselves up climbing up a mountain and then just get picked off once they got there.
Well, again, you guys got to hear from my lovely partner. You're my carpenter.
I was a carpenter.
Oh, my lovely partner in crime, Chris. And that seems to be all we have for you this week. Be back for next week. I plan on having a pet moth on here, known as Mothman. I dug deep, found him, and now he's going to be a host on the show. I'm just kidding. I think I'd be dead if I invited Mothman onto the show. And start off with, "We can't hear him," to, "Well, there goes the podcast." Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our introduction to Assassins and also the video game. I plan on doing a podcast later down the road about the games itself. And I will have a lovely host and someone who has played every game for hours and has beaten every game a few times. But nothing to be ashamed in there. I'll let you guys get on with your day, because we have been on here for quite some time telling you about Assassins. And you're probably wondering why we're still jabbering on. Catch you guys next week. Love y'all.
This has been another installment of Randomly Raw. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to this podcast for future episodes. Join the family. Catch us next time.